go ahead.
Okay, so I realized when I was thinking about our family and it's natural, it's normal, it's happened throughout humankind that older members of the family pass on and the newer ones pick up. But I realized that I probably have known Ed longer than I'm sure everyone here, and probably more longer than just about anyone. And then I realized that there are two exceptions who, at least, who live in Lynchburg, and one of them called a little while ago, who has known Ed longer than I have. But is that right? And so, but the story in our family was there was a large separation from the three of us between one and the other and then the other. And so our story was that we each grew up as an only child, because the next one was so far along before the next one came. And when Ed is 7 years older than I am, and when I was a little kid, my big complaint, he didn't pick on me really, not explicitly, as siblings do, but I was sort of not serious. He was into serious things. And so my problem was that I could never come up to his level of seriousness on things that should be paid attention to. And so things I wanted to do, he wasn't interested in because he was the serious one. And he had a serious streak, had a fun streak, but when I say serious, it was, it could be completely ludicrous to us all here, kid stuff, but to him it was serious, and little kids can't participate. And so I was always struggling to get something serious enough that he would pay attention. And it was years went by before we actually had a sort of a one-on-one relationship. I'm sure that's true of a lot of siblings where they
before you had a serious relationship?
Yes. As they're growing up, they never completely connect in a satisfying way with each other. But later on, he was always leaving. He went to Wilmington College for a couple of years after high school. Either he or Wilmington decided that was not for him at that particular time. And he came back and thought about getting a job. And instead of a job, he joined the Army, which was totally against his inner core, his being, his total philosophy of life, to be part of the military. But he made that work for him, had the Army send him to Germany. And the part of the story that Vinny didn't tell was that when Ed was following them home, she was hoping the whole time that he would just go away. Am I right? And so, but luckily he didn't.
Luckily.
So Bobby was coming along as a moving from infant to youngster.
I was six years old.
And I was in high school when Ed came back.
You were 6 years old, a little boy.
And yeah. I was so excited that Ed might bring a car back from Germany. He bought a car, and I thought, this is great. He and I can share a car. But then it was not a car that met U.S. standards, and he couldn't bring it in. And so all he brought back was a wife.
You can't share that.
When he came back, I don't remember exactly the time, but it was maybe 3 or 4 months before you came, because the U.S. government was not satisfied that Vinnie was not a problem for the United States. And it took several months to get her over here. And during that period, Ed was excited about getting back into school, and this time he was really serious about it. And when he was waiting in those last few weeks for Vinny to arrive, and he would leave, he was supposed to take me to school, and he would leave without me, and I'd say, "Mama, Ed left, he's supposed to take me to school." And she said, "He has one thought in his mind, and that's Vinny's on his way." And so, if he forgets something, I wouldn't worry about it. But it was very exciting when Vinny came. Our uncle and his wife, who were Harmon and Ed had a special connection through their academic and other aspirations and lifestyles and so forth. And so they drove up to New York, picked him up, came back. He
can I?
Sure.
So in the little, I didn't have shots, and my cousin in Germany said, "You're gonna go on Ellicott Island for that
Ellis
be
Island.
About a couple Ellis. Weeks there," and all what happened, I came out the last one because I got some shots, and Ed and Harmon had turned away. And. And B, she said, she kind of pointed at me and kind of, I understood, it looks like her.
He had lots of pictures with him to show us this beautiful bride that he was coming over.
Yeah.
And
didn't have to go to Ellis Island.
And didn't have to go to Ellis Island. But so that was excitement, and when Vinny came and joined the family, and the relationship that Ed and I had from that point forward was as I eventually became an adult, which took a long time, and so it was. I found out that there was a lot to learn from him, and very much like Bob, in the beginning I revolted against this idea that there's only classical music, but he and my dad held that line very strongly, and had to break away from that, and I learned an appreciation for classical music. He would explain many things to me, and he was forever the critic, and he wrote criticisms of he wrote
concert reviews
for concerts. For the Richmond paper and for other papers along the way, but that
got us in the concert without paying.
That's right. That's right. It had a benefit, and also he reviewed records, and in reviewing records, he was sent free copies of records, and if he didn't want them, he was
no evidence of that in the house.
Yes. So now that's
still suffering the consequences.
Yeah, that's
50
now
years
turned
later.
Into a burden, but it was great because I would get some of the records that he didn't want, but he had a very refined appreciation of music, and there were a lot of things that people take as important classical music that he felt was really not that good, and so he would tell you this, and so you may like this music, but you'd always say, you know, maybe I shouldn't like this because it's really not that good. Bob and I,
earlier comment about Zappa.
Right. Bob and I, we get a lot of this, but I learned that there was no question about classical music that I couldn't ask him that he would most likely know the answer.
Yeah.
And
yep.
So every once in a while I'd have to go to Bob instead, but Bob knows almost everything Ed knew about the classical music. There were two facts that, and I don't know what they are, that Ed knew that Bob didn't, but Bob is about as good. About as good.
Just a notch.
But it has not hit me yet that how much we will miss Ed, mm-hmm. but he's made so much of his family as our parents died, and he had so much to do with how we would care for, particularly my dad, who lasted longer, how we handle that and so forth. Ed and Vinny became the patriarch and matriarch of our family, and so many decisions that were so tough through that period. I just can't make this decision. You just go to Ed; he would make the decision. Mm. So it's amazing the impact he's had on so many people, and I've been going through pictures and so forth and thinking of all those days and many things and so many different situations. I don't really have a punchline other than to say I will miss him a great deal, and mm-hmm. I learned so much, mm-hmm. and I know there will be many questions that I have that I will not be able to get to answer because he's not around. Thank you.